Track 6, more news stories. Installation aims to provide recognition for carers. A multi-screen video installation that draws on a screenwriter's experience of being a carer to his mother, who had Alzheimer's disease, visits a Devon library later this month. Combining documentary phone footage with dramatised sequences, Gary Thomas's film installation, entitled Lost Memories, will be visiting Paignton Library from September the 17th to the 21st as part of a national tour. The film offers moving and poignant insight into his lived experiences as a caregiver and incorporates stories submitted by members of the public of their experiences as carers. Focusing on the personal insights of being a carer, Lost Memories will share Gary's experience of looking after his mother. The installation will feature personal diary extracts, real phone footage, and dramatised sequences, capturing the heartbreaking but also joyful moments of their relationship. The display will be spread across a 3-screen installation, which audiences will be able to walk through. To honour carers across the UK, Gary is inviting people to submit either 500 written words or a video diary detailing their experience of being a carer. These honest accounts will be incorporated into the film installation at a later date to ensure that all voices are heard. Lost Memories seeks to uncover the lived experience of caregiving, which can often feel hidden and taboo in today's tabloids. Gary will also be running workshops in each location for artists and carers to share their stories. Lost Memories National Tour is supported using public funding by the National Lottery through the Arts Council England.
Tributes to teenager killed in a crash. The family of Oliver Weston, the 18-year-old driver who died following a crash at Haldon, have paid tribute to him. In a statement, they said, "Oliver was a loving and very loved son, brother and cousin. Our family have been left heartbroken following his death. Oliver had a passion for living his life and working hard. His spare time was spent with his motorbikes, which were a huge part of his life. He also enjoyed fishing and could name hundreds of fish. Oliver was very popular amongst his peers, and he brought a lot of joy, energy and laughter to his friends and family. Oliver will be missed by all who knew him and will forever remain in our hearts. Oliver and 16-year-old Hannah Green died at the scene, and Ruby Campbell, 15, also died following the collision. Two other teenagers were taken to hospital. Police were called at around 1:20 a.m. to a collision involving a silver Peugeot 107 near Haldon Hill. Oliver's funeral will take place on 31st of August. A keen biker, Oliver will be taken to the crematorium on a motorbike hearse with hundreds of local bikers expected to join the cortege. Funeral director J.H. Way have invited anyone who would like to join in to meet the cortege at the top of Exeter Road by Hazeldown School by 10:45 on the day of the funeral. Donations preferred in memory of Oliver are going to the great work of the Devon Air Ambulance. The family preference is for people to wear comfortable casual clothing and no ties. A celebration of his life will be held at Witherspoon's, the Jolly Bries, in Station Road from 1 p.m. onwards. Meanwhile, specialist officers from the Serious Collisions Investigation Team are continuing to investigate the circumstances surrounding the tragic incident. They are appealing for information from anyone who witnessed the collision or anyone with relevant dash cam footage which may help with the inquiries.
Fire Service thanks Newton Abbott firm. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service has recognised a Newton Abbott business's support of the emergency services and the community they serve with a special certificate. The certificate, awarded to the directors and staff at Teambridge Propellers, recognises the ongoing contribution the business makes to helping the community in a time of need. Teambridge Propellers supports two employees to serve as retained firefighters with Newton Abbott Fire Station, alongside their roles within the company. Watch manager Scott Leanham and his crew visited Teambridge Propellers to present the certificate from Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Authority Chief Executive Gavin Ellis, and to express their heartfelt thanks at the company's support of the local firefighting team. We're incredibly proud of our team members, Dan Harity and Charlie Plyer, who not only excel at their roles as machinist and welder respectively, but also serve bravely as retained firefighters. Dan, who has served with the fire service for 7 years and specialises in command and control, joined because he was looking for a new challenge. Charlie, a more recent recruit and one of only two female firefighters at Newton Abbott, wanted to give something back to the community. The fire service relies heavily on its on-call firefighters. Without businesses letting employees go out on a shout, there would be no coverage in the event of an incident, Dan pointed out. Both Dan and Charlie are in jobs where colleagues can cover if they get called out.
King's Kurzweil chases storms away for summer event. Hundreds of King's Kurzweil residents descended on the village playing field on Saturday, August the 24th, for the parish council's grand summer event. Despite non-stop rain overnight, the sun came out in time for the 11 o'clock start. Visitors were treated to a wide variety of entertainment, from face painting to demonstrations from local groups and live music. Demonstrations ranged from King's Kurzweil Amateur Theatre Society to the Paint and Sapphires Twirling Group, and the live music acts included Men Behaving Badly, Charlie Storer, Simply Blue, Cadence and Jail Rocks. Along with the entertainment, there was plenty to see, with stalls from a variety of local organisations and businesses, including Hector's House Cat Rescue, Kurzweiler, Bay's Brewery and Torbay Hospital Radio. King's Kurzweil Parish Council deemed the event a huge success for our village and thanked the parish councillors, their families and everyone who volunteered their time to make the grand summer event happen.
Spate of damage to cars in Dawlish. At least 5 cars were keyed in one afternoon in Dawlish, with residents calling for action to stop antisocial behaviour. Vehicles were targeted in First Avenue and residents are being asked to check doorbell footage. The damage was caused sometime between 4 and 6pm on Tuesday, August the 20th, to vehicles parked on the Westcliff School site of First Avenue. On several cars, the damage is a deep cut. Reports have been made to police and have told one resident if CCTV or doorbell footage is available, the incident can be investigated further. Anyone who parked their car in the road at that time is advised to check their vehicle. One car owner said, "What has been done to our car is pretty bad. The entire length and very deep, clearly intentionally done." Another said, "There's an increase in antisocial and destructive behaviour in the town and something needs to be done about it."